Hey there, Dopamine Declutters. Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're riding a roller coaster of emotions, particularly when it comes to anger and frustration? You know that feeling when something completely minor sets you off, or your patience evaporates faster than ice cream on a summer day? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you there's a superpower within each of us that can help tame those fiery emotions? It's called mindfulness, and it's more accessible than you think. Today we're diving deep into how to harness the power of mindfulness to manage anger and frustration like a pro. Now, before we get started, I want to make one thing crystal clear. Mindfulness isn't about suppressing your feelings or pretending everything is sunshine and rainbows. It's about becoming aware of those feelings, the anger, the frustration, the anxiety, without judgment. Think of it as stepping back from the emotional chaos and observing it like a curious scientist studying an intriguing experiment. So, how do we actually put this into practice? Let's break down five key takeaways that can help you become a mindfulness master in the face of anger and frustration. 1. Breathe it out. This one sounds super simple, but trust me, it's a game changer. When you feel those fiery emotions rising, take a few deep breaths. Inhale slowly through your nose, feeling your belly expand like a balloon. Then exhale slowly through your mouth, letting go of tension with each breath. Deep breathing acts as an instant reset button for your nervous system, calming the storm brewing inside. 2. Label your emotions. Think of emotions like weather patterns. They come and go, changing shape and intensity. By giving your feelings a name, you create space between yourself and the emotion itself. Instead of saying, "I'm angry," try saying, "I'm feeling anger right now." This simple shift in language creates a sense of distance, helping you observe your emotions without getting swept away by them. 3. The power of pause. Before reacting impulsively to a frustrating situation, hit the pause button. Take a moment to assess the situation objectively. Is this something truly worth getting worked up about? Are there alternative ways to approach it? That pause can be your secret weapon for preventing regrettable outbursts and making calmer, more considered decisions. 4. Find your mindfulness anchor. We all need a little anchor in our lives, something that brings us back to the present moment when stress starts to creep in. This could be anything from a simple mantra like, "I am calm," to engaging your senses, focusing on the scent of a candle, the feeling of a soft blanket, or the taste of your morning coffee. When you feel anger bubbling up, return to your anchor and let it ground you. 5. Practice makes progress. Mindfulness isn't a one-time fix, it's a continuous journey of self-discovery and growth. The more you practice, the better equipped you'll become at managing those challenging emotions. Start small, maybe just 5 minutes of mindful breathing each day. Gradually increase your practice as you feel more comfortable. Remember, every step forward is a victory. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're stuck in traffic during rush hour. You see the cars inching forward at a snail's pace, and frustration starts to creep in. Your mind races with thoughts of deadlines, appointments, and that delicious meal you're missing out on. Suddenly, you remember our mindfulness mantra. Take a deep breath, label your emotions, pause before reacting. You shift your focus to the feeling of the steering wheel beneath your hands, the warmth of the sun on your skin, or even the catchy tune playing on the radio. Instead of becoming consumed by anger, you've managed to bring yourself back to the present moment and navigate that frustrating situation with a little more grace. So there you have it. 5 powerful tools to help you harness the power of mindfulness and manage those pesky anger and frustration flares. Remember, dopamine declutters, this isn't about being perfect. It's about progress. Every time you choose to breathe deeply, label your emotions, or simply pause before reacting, you're taking a step towards greater emotional well-being. Keep practicing, keep learning, and remember, you got this. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your own mindfulness experiences in the comments below. What helps you stay calm during those frustrating moments? Let's build a community of support and encouragement together. And don't forget to subscribe to the Dopamine Declutter podcast for more daily doses of inspiration and practical tips to help you live a happier, healthier life. Until next time, keep decluttering that dopamine, one mindful step at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.